Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Reading from Psalm 23, verses 1 through 4. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And then today's verse on Memorization Monday, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, March 15th, 2021. It's Memorization Monday, and I have a guest here at the home studio. In fact, this is the first time I've done a broadcast with a guest in the home studio in about a year or so, since I think even before COVID started. We've been doing most of the broadcasts from the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square, or in the WLUJ studios in Springfield. So Les Gioia, thank you for joining me. He's a neighbor out in the country, I guess, as the crow flies, a few miles.
About 5 miles.
Miles, not too far, kind of neighbors across Route 47. But thank you for driving over and being a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends. And this worked out really well. On Sunday, I was thinking, I hadn't scheduled my Monday guest yet. I wonder if I could get Les. He lives pretty close by. I think he could come over and join me. And yet you are a shepherd, you and Penny. Would your 9 children be shepherds too, you know, or your 15 grandchildren?
Well, some of our children were actually shepherds. Yeah, they owned the sheep and took care of the sheep and the goats that we have.
Didn't you say you had a sheep that's close to labor? What do you call that? Close to giving birth? Or
they're close to going into labor and giving birth. Okay. We have about 20 altogether that are close.
Okay.
And they all have 2 or 3.
Now, do you have your rod or staff that you know, like Moses or Aaron, you know?
Yeah, we certainly have had our staffs around, yes.
Yes. Yep. Well, I read off today with Psalm 23, the first 4 verses, as if you've been a part of Memorization Monday the last month. We began with Psalm 23:1. A few weeks ago, we looked at Psalm 23:2. Last week, it was Psalm 23:3. And then today, we'll be specifically looking at Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And we'll be talking about this in a few minutes and do our reading from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. But there's some interesting testimony time, because as Les and I were talking, he goes, actually, Mark, there's a period of time when I lived in Rockford where I was literally walking through the shadow of death, or there was a lot going on. And in fact, it wasn't too long ago I preached a message in Springfield, and then COVID shortly followed after that. And he said, so many of us have been walking through a very tumultuous period of time the last year or so, where many are scratching their heads or confused or feel like their life has caved in, or they've been involved in many challenging circumstances. And so we'll share a little more about that in a few minutes. But I wanted to highlight a couple of fun updates and information to share with you, because some things are happening this week and in the coming weeks that I want you to be aware of. But first off, a great shout out to Coach Underwood and the Fighting Illini. Wow, if you were tuned in yesterday and you watched it to the end into overtime, you were probably pretty nervous if you were an Illini fan. Ohio State played really well, had this great comeback near the end and took the lead, and it was back and forth, but the Illini prevailed in overtime and won 91-88, so they're the Big Ten champs. And then I guess this Friday, they'll start with the big tournament, the big March Madness that everyone talks about. But if you're an Illini fan, you're feeling pretty good, and it should be a really fun tournament to watch that's happening in Indianapolis. So
go Illini.
Yeah, go Illini. If you were tuned in last Wednesday, you heard about the Ernie Haas and Signature Sound concert that's coming to Decatur. That's going to be this Saturday night, Doors open at 4:45. There's a hymn sing at 5:15. And then at 6 o'clock, Ernie Haas and Signature Sound take the stage. They're Grammy-nominated and Dove Award winners. Very tight harmony, four-part harmony. You'll really enjoy their concert. And it's happening at the Salem Baptist Church, 2650 South Taylorville Road in Decatur. And we had Les on last Wednesday. That program is archived, and I think you'll be encouraged by the music we played by Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, along with the different tickets that you can purchase, whether it's like gold or silver or red section. Children 9 and under, I believe, are free, and they have different discounts. But you can find out more by calling Les at Les Sluder at 217-841-3132. That's 217-841-3132. And then finally, if you've been listening since yesterday, we have a number of announcements that's talking about a way to support Great News Media. That's Great News Radio. It's our 19 frequencies called Shop and Give. Just stop by your Illinois or Indiana Rural King. Now, Les, you probably need animal feed or fencing or, you know, bird seed or clothing. They have just about everything over there at the Rural King near us. But there's a number of Rural Kings throughout the area. And if you stop in and hold on to your receipt, 10% of your total purchase will be donated back to Great News Radio. And so what you have to do is you go to the Rural King website. They have it, ruralking.com, and then Church Week. And then you scroll down and you either find Great News Radio or you scroll into Illinois, then Fisher, Illinois, and then you'll see Great News Radio listed. And then they want you to type in your receipt number and the amount you spent. And then they literally will issue 10% of that back to the station. We did this last year for the first year, and it was very successful. And I am announcing it again, thinking that many of you can go out if you need some purchases. Stop by the Rural King. And what I love about Rural King, I'm still trying to get the CEO to see if we can interview him. But if you go to the Rural King website, you'll see Romans 12:16 right there. And then if you read the announcement from their CEO, Alex Melvin, he quotes John 14:21. They have a lot of Christian references, and may God bless you. And even if you call, there's, you know, usually it ends with God bless you or something. So I'm very impressed. It seems like a number of Christians work or oversee Rural King, and they're all over the area. And so they're working with us now through March 27th. So you basically have about 2 weeks to shop. Hold on to your receipt. And you might say, Mark, I don't know how to do that on the internet, or I'm not internet savvy. Just call us and Karen will type it in, give her the information, and we can do that for you. But if you stop by ruralking.com/churchweek, all the information is there, and just type in your receipt number and the amount that you spent now through March 27th. Your receipt has to be dated today or through the 27th, and 10% will go right to the station. So we're excited about that, working with Rural King. Any kind of creative ways that the Lord can raise funds for our radio ministry, I'm always trying to do and be a part of. So don't forget, though, get your Ernie Haas and Signature Sound tickets. We'll be there this Saturday, or at least I'll be there. We'll have a table set up. We'll have some prize drawings. We'll be giving away program guides and yard signs and other things. So I hope to see and meet a lot of new listeners from in and around the Decatur area, or people that'll drive in from Lincoln or Springfield, and then certainly our greater Champaign-Urbana area people. But that's in Decatur, so a little drive for some of you. But we'll have a table set up. Les has been great, and so we'll be handing out things. And we'll even have Prime Lifetime's papers there for people, and I hope to meet a lot of listeners and make some new friendships. So today on Memorization Monday, we always like to look at a verse, and we're going to look specifically at Psalm 23. And it worked out really well for Les to come on over, being a shepherd, having a love for the Psalms and for Scripture in general, a heart for people, a shepherd's heart for his family. As mentioned, he has 9 children and 15 grandchildren. But he had given a message about a year or so ago.
A year and a half ago, yes.
On Psalm 23. So it really worked out good. It's one of those divine appointments that when we sit down and start talking, and I'm like, you have some thoughts on this, because not only have you preached on it, but you've seen God work through your life some of this. I will fear no evil, for he is with you. And though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there's been points in your life, I think you were even saying, where there was gunfire, and we'll get into a little of that storytelling with your testimony time. But to set up this reading from 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart, here's Eden Bridge, Psalm 23. Now, don't fall asleep. It's really soothing, but I think it's a powerful message, and it'll set up our reading.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me the quiet waters by. My soul he doth restore again, and me to walk doth make within the paths of righteousness, e'en for his own name's sake. Yea, though
don't fall asleep on me. I know some of those percussions and that nature sound, and it's actually kind of raining, so they must have done this outdoors or recorded it with that wildlife sound. I don't know if you could hear some of the animal noises or the birds, and it sounds like it's out in the woods and it's raining, but it's a sweet song. It has that powerful message of the Psalm 23. And so before I have Les do the reading, Les Gioia, he's a part of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. In fact, he's a huge part of it. I think, Les, you have put more hours into listening and searching and finding sound effects and formatting some of the rehearsals, and you've been at dozens of our practices and working with the cast members and having them listen to, you know, the recordings so they can fine-tune how they present or share let alone the countless hours of looking at things and evaluating and weighing them. So total kudos for being a part of that. But this last year, I think I've seen more of you than just about anyone else, because you're always at the center working with me or fine-tuning, or you have some more sound effects. Appreciate all your efforts on that. But you were just telling me today, and I was unfamiliar, that you grew up in Rockford at a period of time when things were not really going well. And I think you were sharing that there was a time where you felt like you were going through the valley of the shadow of death, and there were things to fear because there was violence and gunshots. Tell me a little more of that testimony before we do our readings.
I came to know the Lord when I was young. I was about 6 years old, and because of that, I was able to survive and thrive and do well. When my parents had first moved into the neighborhood, it was a pretty decent neighborhood, but it went downhill fairly quickly. And by the time I was a teenager, my brother and sisters and I would have rocks thrown at us frequently, and we'd have things stolen. But one night when someone broke into the house and shot my father in the head, and he survived that. But then there was another time later where I was walking, I was about a block from the house, and a man I didn't even know came up to me, and he wanted to sell me drugs or something, he said. But, you know, I continued walking, and then he pulled a knife and tried to kill me, and very nearly did. Fortunately, saw the knife coming, was able to dash out of the way. And so, yes, it was a difficult time, and certainly during the last 5 or 6 years that we lived there, I lived there. Before coming to college, we'd hear noises at night, and we didn't know, a window would break, and we didn't know if someone had thrown a rock or they'd shot a gun or something, and we'd hit the floor and try to figure that out. So it was a tough time, but the Lord brought me through it, and only because of the Lord, I think, I was able to get through.
Well, some of that faith journey, was it through your parents or the church or a youth group? What was the initial recognition where you were a sinner needing a Savior and that relationship with Jesus began to blossom?
Well, it's interesting because I went to a Catholic school, and in second grade, the teacher just one day said, we're going to cancel this afternoon, and we're just going to sit around and talk. And then she told us about Jesus and how he had died for us and how he wanted to be our friend, but our sin separated us from him and such. And it was later that night that I was in a situation where I realized that I was really sinful and that as a six-year-old, I had the impression that no one would ever believe me again because I'd lied once. And so I cried out to God to help me and to forgive me. And I turned my life over to him and asked him to guide me, and it changed my life.
Yeah, and that's one of those, I don't know if you call it a phenomenon, but however the Holy Spirit brings the conviction, even in a child's mind, for me it was around like 11 or 12 where I knew I was a sinner. I don't think as an 11 or 12-year-old I had any great sins, but yeah, I was self-centered. I, you know, had lied, probably stolen and done other things, but it was clear in my mind that I was sinful and I needed a Savior. And I don't know how God works that in different people's minds and hearts, where we just come to say, Lord Jesus, I need you as my Savior. You know, come and take away my sins. I want to spend eternity with God. And even though maybe at that age we don't have a full understanding of doctrine and all those things, I mean, I think we always are learning and growing, but we knew enough that we needed a Savior. And so initial faith journey began at six, and you kind of grew and matured and obviously attended church and continued to read the Bible. I think even now you and your family have almost a daily practice of reading the Word, whether it's at dinner or nightly.
Yes, we actually helped out at a number of the Urbana conferences, and there were always Bibles left over, and we got permission to take those home. So we were able to take home a dozen or so at a time, and so we have those sitting there ready, and everyone that's lived in our homes or visited in our home and in our family as well will sit around and read the Bible once a day, either after the meal or before a meal.
Well, I'm glad to hear. I didn't know that part of your testimony, and I guess I've known you for some years, or maybe it's been shared, but, you know, with so many different things going on in my brain, I've just forgotten. But I didn't know you had lived in the Rockford area and didn't know that about your dad. Was he a believer?
He was not, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah. My mother was, but I don't think my father was.
Okay.
And also, I was in submarine service for a while, too, and whenever we'd go out to sea, I was an officer, and one of my duties was to batten the hatch or lock down the hatch. And it was like sealing your grave, you know. Wow. You just said goodbye to the world every time I did that. And then we'd go under and be under for a long time.
Wow.
I wish I had a little more time to allow you to share more of your testimony, but with it being Memorization Monday and specifically looking at Psalm 23:4, how about you do our reading from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan, and that should leave us just a few minutes to comment on what he has to say and maybe a little more of some of your thoughts.
Okay. The key to understanding Psalm 23 is recognizing that it's geographically progressive. This was a flock on the move. It began in the lowlands near Bethlehem, the Negev, or Jericho, where spring pastures were available. As the summer progressed, the flocks migrated northward, eventually arriving in the tablelands referred to in the next verse, "You prepare a table for me." In Genesis 37, verses 14 to 17, the sons of Jacob followed a similar itinerary with their flocks, going northward from Hebron to Shechem to Dothan. This trekking inevitably led through valleys and canyons. Verse 4 begins with the words, "even when," linking it to the preceding verse. God leads us in the right paths, even when our circumstances appear dark and difficult. Sometimes our route threads through dark valleys as we face stress and strain, grief and sadness. During such times, we fear no danger, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The shepherd's presence was the greatest comfort for the sheep. So was his rod, a club used against predators. The staff was helpful in snagging sheep that strayed too near precipices. With this verse, we've reached the halfway point in Psalm 23, a comforting thought. It means the valley doesn't last forever. In the next verses, we'll discover highland tables, overflowing cups, unfailing goodness and mercy, and an eternal home. Notice that a subtle pronoun shift occurs in this verse. Until now, it has been the Lord, He. He lets me lie down in green pastures, He renews, He leads. Now in the valley, it becomes you. You are with me, your rod and staff, they comfort me. At this point, the 23rd Psalm becomes a prayer. When David wrote Psalm 23:4, he may have based his imagery on the Wadi Kelt, a deep canyon near Bethlehem. In the Middle East, the word Wadi designates a deep ravine or dry valley, and the Wadi Kelt is a rugged canyon that stretches from the Jerusalem-Bethlehem area to the Jericho-Jordan River area. For many years, when I led trips to Israel, I'd request a bus driver willing to drive through the Wadi Kelt. Not all drivers will take this route because of its drastic cliffs and hairpin turns. On our last trip to the Holy Land, I was disappointed to learn that this old road was blocked by the Israeli government because suicide bombers were using the Wadi Kelt to slip into Jerusalem from Jericho. We were only able to drive a portion of the way. This is the route Jesus would have taken in biblical times, and he used this location as the setting for his story about the Good Samaritan. It's the traditional Valley of the Shadow of Death. Closes out with a quote by Charles Haddon Spurgeon, "The shadow of a dog cannot bite, the shadow of a sword cannot kill, the shadow of death cannot destroy us."
And that's Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
Wow.
Yeah, that is true. The shadows can't, but many times we have the fears of the shadows or fears of the potential, but that's when we lose sight or track of the fact that the Lord is for us, the Lord is with us. Then we can conquer that fear.
This reminds me of another verse in the Bible. It's Luke 1, verse 79, and it's Zechariah's prophecy. And there he says, "Jesus was to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace."
Wow, Les, I'm almost thinking I need to have you back for tomorrow's Testimony Tuesday, because we only got to touch on some of your testimony and talk a little about Psalm 23:4. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me." As we identify with God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ, we can conquer fear, because we can trust in this loving God to protect us, to guide us, to lead us, to be our shepherds. Jesus is referred to the good shepherd, so we can take comfort in that. He will lead us with his staff. He will lead us with his rod. He will protect us. He will guide us. And this is a verse that will reinforce that and be something that I hope you'll think about today and this week. Psalm 23:4. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. And thanks, Les, for joining me today.
And God bless you all.
God bless you and have a great day and night.